Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Hello? Am I connected? Hello?
It seems like Mark's having trouble with his audio.
Oh, but we are on the radio show? It started?
Yeah, you better just introduce yourself. I think Mark's audio is not working.
Oh, my God. Hello, everybody. For those of you who are listening in, we have some technical problems right now. My apologies. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm so glad that you're linking in with us at this time. And quite some interesting times we live in, as I pretty much say every time. We are waiting for Mark to connect, and somehow he seems to have some difficulties with the audio, I think, right now. But I have Mike with me, and we are excited for a powerful night, regardless of who's connecting and who's not. Focus tonight is on this very profound new moon that we're having, that we are so much can already feel, that is propelling us forward into even further stepping into our power, into our true divine self, and bringing about change. All of this year is about going with the flow and allowing change to take place and really trusting the divine I Am presence to be there for you, to support you through the process, and watching for the signs. I've just been going through signing up for a new lease myself, and I can only tell you there are moments of total fear and anxiety that come up, but then there are moments where I get such spiritual guidance that this is the right thing to do, that is almost unbelievable. Like a bus right parked in front of the building and saying on a sign on it, New Beginnings Tour. I mean, profound messages that we just need to open ourselves up to see, to feel, to trust, and to know that it's real. And I don't know, is anybody else now online with us, Mark, Mike, or are we still having technical issues?
Okay, I think I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Welcome on board, Mark. Awesome.
Yeah, I was definitely having some mic issues. I apologize for anybody disconnected. I was trying to take names, and boy, it was a mess. So definitely an interesting way to start the show. Mike, are you back on? I saw you drop a line. So
yeah, I brought myself back.
Are we in one of those Mercury makeup an excuse why things don't work phases?
Well, I tell you what, there is certainly a very powerful planetary alignment. I don't know, was it last time that we already talked about the Uranus alignment? But we are leading up to this very, very intense super moon, a new moon tomorrow. And what it really does ask us to do whenever, you know, the moon gets dark, whenever there is this darkness, it really asks us to delve deep into that inner quiet place, that place that sometimes really scares us, because when we delve deep into this quiet place, we also hear the things that we sometimes don't really want to hear, you know, things that we want to avoid. And so just like, it's actually funny you bring this up, Mark, it's similar to Mercury retrograde in such that Mercury retrograde also asks us to focus on the inner communication more than the outer communication. And so I get the sense that this new moon is not so different, because with it being so strong, so close to the Earth, that we can really feel this influence, this power, this magnetic field asking us, where does change need to happen? Where have we been afraid to change? Where have we stopped ourselves from stepping into the new beginning, thinking that we're not ready enough, thinking that we're not prepared enough? And yet now is the time. It's taking place on the 13th. And those of you who study tarot cards or tarot in general, the 13th card in the major arcana marks the card of death. Now, of course, you're not going to die in the next 24 hours, but it does mark a time of death and rebirth, of letting go further what no longer serves you, whether it's belief systems or anything else. So the fact that we had some communication problems, it really is, and maybe you at home have communication problems with people or with your computers or whatnot, don't see it as something being wrong. See it as an opportunity to pull yourself back and to take these next 24 hours, or actually the next few days, and to really go within yourself, to step out of the drama, because heck, there's a lot of drama going on everywhere. To pull yourself back and to just say, okay, it's safe. I am safe. I'm in alignment with the hierarchy of light. I'm in alignment with my divine eye presence. I don't always have to act immediately. I don't always have to have an answer immediately. Allow myself the time to just really be in this energy and not do something about it, but just feel it. Just feel it. And so what you brought up, Mark, is a real good point. But now let me give you back the word back to you, because, hey, I really messed up that opening, but good. I didn't give any emails out, websites or whatnot. I didn't do a very good job. So please, Mark,
sure,
go ahead.
I'm sure whatever it was what was meant to be. So welcome, everybody. I apologize for that hard start. Welcome to St. Germain Radio Show. We're on the second Tuesday of every month. Except for next month, so we're going to have exceptions, right? Next month we'll be on the third Tuesday only, because I'm traveling. So, as always, we love having you on there. We apologize if you got disconnected in the beginning before the show got started. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. I see a number of you in the call queue. I'll be getting your names in a few minutes so we can get you queued up. For anybody that wants to call in, we'll be giving out the number again later, but it's 646-716-9663. As always, we love to give out the websites. Brigida, who's doing the channeling this evening, she has some amazing classes. If you ever get a chance to meet her face-to-face, she does some incredible work remotely. I've actually experienced both and can tell you that remote is good as face-to-face. If you're somewhere else in the world and want to experience her work, I highly suggest it. Her website is www.lightbridge101.com, and the music that you'll be hearing during the show this evening, along with the introduction music you heard at the beginning, hopefully, that was Mike Schneider, and he is actually on the air with us, and we've been doing something a little bit different, and that is he creates the music offline. We've been uploading it and directly feeding it through the show. Because I guess the best way of describing it is we're blowing away the circuits and trying to get him to play the music across the network. So if you ever wondered what high frequency, beautiful, healing music sounded like, you'll be hearing some of that. It's all channeled. Mike actually channels the music. He can actually channel music by tuning into you, either in person or remotely. And to download any of his music off of his website, or to experience his work one-on-one, in person, remotely, make sure to check out his website at Mike, mikesnydercc.com. So that's www.mikesnydercc.com. We got to get you like a mikesc.com address. And of course, my name's Mark. I'm an intuitive coach and I do radio support. So I'll be taking your names. And in a little bit, when we play the first bit of music, I will be actually doing the Diksha blessing giving. So you'll be getting a free blessing. So you got all kinds of wonderful gifts for showing up for the show this evening. And with that, before I get ahead of myself, as we go through the show, Brigitte, as we go along, just remind me which of the pieces we're playing because I forget.
Sure, no problem. Well, and so we are getting ready to just listen to the first opening music, which is focused on your heart chakra. And really that is what the transformation is all about. It's opening up your heart further. And it's kind of frightening at times because it also asks us to be willing to allow a certain level of vulnerability. And I just talked with a good friend of mine about vulnerability. And really, it is not true that you actually more can be attacked more. The truth is that we feel vulnerable. There's a difference to that. We think that we can be attacked more, but that's not true. It's only how we interpret where we are at when we open ourselves more. In reality, we are so in alignment and we are so taken care of and we are so loved by the hierarchy of light and the divine angelic beings that it's safe. It's safe to be open. It's safe to be us. We don't have to justify ourselves every time we choose to be true to ourselves. And so often we are brought up with a sense of guilt and shame, and when, especially if we are caretakers, when we choose something that's good for us. And yet, if we don't fill our own chalice, our own holy grail within with the light and the love of the divine, then how are we going to be able to efficiently give to others? And we tend to forget that, and then we run ourselves down, and then we become angry and intolerant and frustrated. And then we feel we failed because now we are just so not like we would like to be, because as a channel and instrument of the light, you're not supposed to be angry or upset or intolerant. But what I've found is that when my emotions go crazy, that I use it as a language. I no longer use it as a self-judgment. But when I become intolerant, when I become very short with those around me, then I realize, wait a minute, my energy is really low. And I pull myself back and I allow myself the time of nurturing because it's important. It's important that you're strong. It's important that you're filled up. It's important that you are in this place of balance and peace. And so Saint Germain always talks about this equal arm cross, and I invite you very much right now to, as we go into the first opening music, which is the, you know which one that is, right, Mark?
Yeah, the heart activation.
Okay, the heart activation. As we go into the heart activation, and as Mark is going to do the Diksha, and he feels the blessing, the oneness blessing, I invite you to really take a moment and stretch yourself out and sit up straight with your back straight. And even if you want, you can for a moment stretch your arms out to the side and feel that alignment between heaven and earth through your spine, through your crown, going down your spine, into your feet and into the earth. Feel that rod of power. Breathe in and out that light coming in and going into the earth, and then breathe it out of the earth into your body and then back to heaven, and just circulate the energy up and down through yourself, and equally feel your heart expanding and feel that light then igniting within your heart, also sending beams to the left and right, making you that equal armed cross of light that you are, and helping you balance yourself and helping you to be in this place of oneness with your heart, and yet also being willing to experience the elemental energies. There are these four elemental forces of earth, water, air, and fire. And so being made out of the elements, but again, feeling that love at your heart, when you listen to the music, when you receive the diksha, and feeling that activation. So I invite you to very much do that, and after the music, and Jermaine will come through and will lead you further. All right.
All right. Brigitte, do me a favor, read dial in again.
Me?
Yep.
I'm going to dial in via Skype, though, just so you know.
Okay, thanks. Brigitte?
Yes?
There we go.
But I'm not alone. St. Germain is already right here with me. He almost answered for me. Greetings, everyone. I am St. Germain. And it is with so much love that I'm here with you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. These are truly momentous times, and so I ask you right now to just take a deep breath and to just breathe out all the stories, everything that you've used to define yourself. Breathe out your name. Breathe out the fact that you consider yourself either human or galactic. Breathe out the fact that you might think of yourself as someone with abundance or someone who's poor, someone who's big or someone who's small. Release all the definitions right now. Just release even your physicality for a moment. Just breathe in and breathe out. And as you release more and more of yourself, you can feel that there's something within you. There's an essence within you. It is the you that you truly are. And this you carries you. It holds you if you allow it to. It guides you. It nurtures you. And so simply allow yourself, lay and swim in the ocean of your divine essence. Just like in a pool of water, when you lay on your back and you play dead man, and you simply let yourself float, envision yourself floating again, looking up at a night sky. And at first, the sky seems dark, overwhelmingly dark. And yet, as you look closer, you begin to see the glimmering of one star after another. And there are more and more stars. And even though there is a new moon and you cannot see the moon, the stars, on the contrary, are fully lit up and are brighter than they can ever be. Because what does the darkness do? It brings out the light. It emphasizes the light. If you would look at a light in the light, you wouldn't even see it. But a light in the darkness makes such a difference. It is so much more powerful, so much more effective, so much more direct in its message, in its purpose, in its divinity. And just like you see the stars above, acknowledge that you yourself are a star on earth, and that you too are a bright light in the darkness of those who are still asleep and unawakened. But you woke up. You woke up the light within you. You woke up that part of you that seeks out the connection to something greater, that seeks out the connection to your God self. And just like a flower moves her blossoming face towards the light, you too have moved your face, your third eye, your heart to the light. And so let yourself float again in the ocean that at first might appear to be dark. And yet, if you could only see you from the outer, then you would recognize that that what appears to be dark in reality is you as a star. It's in the vast open sky that holds you up and that carries you to new horizons. New beginnings are coming. Change is happening. And all of you are playing a vital role in this change. Trust it. Trust it more than ever. And let go of control. Again, breathe in and breathe out. And with every out-breath, let go of the need to know. Let go of the need to hold on to that what you believe to be safe. Breathe out the need to be someone special. Because the need for being someone special indicates that you still don't see yourself as special. But all of the creation of the divine is special. And since you're an aspect of the divine, you are special too. So again, focus on your in-breath and your out-breath. Just as Brigida said, feel the light of your essence moving up and down between heaven and earth, anchoring you safely within the open realm of all that is. And as you look up and you see all the other stars, you become aware that they are not just the stars in the sky. There are also other stars around you. And so I invite you to let your consciousness, only your consciousness, drift outwards and reach out and connect with all those other stars around you. And feel that oneness. Feel that matrix of love and light that together you become. A firmament of light, a firmament of love. This is the tool that brings about the awakening of Gaia, of every aspect of Gaia. And yes, there might be shaking of the earth. And yes, there might be volcanoes erupting or floodings. Or storms. But they're getting smaller and smaller the more you allow your light to shine brightly into the world. You are all warriors of peace, all in your own right, all in your own way. As a warrior of peace, your only tool is love. To be able to feel this love, you must surrender all that you hold dear in the knowing that that what will stay is that what is in alignment with your heart and your divine I Am presence. This is what's known as detachment. And I understand when it comes to loved ones, this can be very difficult. And yet, remember that there are no accidents. You're truly at the right place at the right time. You're truly together with who you need to be together with at this time for whatever lessons your soul is seeking to complete. And so be at peace in the knowing that no matter how much there might be a challenge in your life right now. It will not last forever. It will only be for this moment. And as you surrender it to your spiritual self, to your divine I Am presence, it will dissolve into nothing because there is nothing that holds any power over you but you yourself. You're not a victim. You are a true co-creator with the divine. And as a co-creator, everything is possible. Everything. So review right now your life. Review every part of your life right now that feels uncomfortable. And from this alignment, from this star light connection that you can feel that connects you with all the other bright lights in this universe, you can feel a strength, you can feel a comfort. And you can feel the light within you building up and becoming stronger. Now send it out from your heart into all of your different life situations. Those life situations that you question, those life situations that you would like to see changing, those situations that you feel very uncomfortable about or that you feel overwhelmed by, send that light out and let it illuminate the darkness that you feel you experience in this situation. And allow that light to purify every aspect of your outer life right now. Just focus on that. Just focus on sending out the light into all the different aspects of your life. As I ask you, Mark, to play the healing of the fifth ray. And now recognize that in the light that you are, and that you are a channel and instrument of this light, that as you acknowledge this time of the new moon, acknowledge also the power that lies within you, that the darkness brings out that light, and that you hold a tremendous ability to bring about change into every aspect of your life, if you allow it. Just allow it. Just envision it. Just flow with the cosmic power of transformation. Now I ask you, in your alignment, to raise yourself up out of that ocean, to let yourself be raised up into the realm of that where the stars are. Let yourself go into the heavens and let yourself be drawn towards the sun of the solar system. Because we are not just celebrating this upcoming new moon, we are also getting ready for what is known as the summer solstice, the celebration of the light. And as you celebrate this light, you celebrate life itself, the birth of life, the life force, the power that is held within the sun. And so raise yourself up and reach out to the sun of the solar system. As you do, you will find that in this light, there's a consciousness that speaks to you. This consciousness is known as the Solar Logos, also known as Helios. And Helios will infuse you with a symbol of empowerment, the symbol of the sun itself, because it is more than ever needed in this time of change, where it seems that many things are upside down, for you to carry this light like a lantern in the darkness into every part of the world. And you will be asked at certain times to use this light of Helios to bring about activations, to bring about change, to bring about awakening. So open yourself up to receive Helios' touch, his activation, his blessing for you, knowing that you are part of the brotherhood and sisterhood of the sun. Brotherhood and sisterhood of the light. Brotherhood and sisterhood of true illumination. And as you receive this beautiful sphere of light, a portal opens up, a doorway to greater consciousness. Doorway is calling you in, allowing you to step from this dimension to a very different dimensional surrounding, where you're greeted by 12 angels. These 12 angels symbolize the cycle of completion. And so it is for you too that a cycle is coming to an end. You've worked hard for this. But it is time for a new beginning. It is time to take it to the next level. It is time to step up another level in the ascension spiral of your life. And so these 12 divine angels, each of them holding a different ray, are taking you deeper into their world, to an ancient temple of illumination. In this temple of illumination, you become a carrier of the rainbow essence. You're already familiar with the rainbow essence, but now it is time for you to carry it within you for the purpose of becoming a multifaceted, multidimensional galactic messenger to bring through new frequencies that are needed here on Earth, new frequencies of awakening, of transformation, of empowerment. And so as you are now guided into this temple, recognize that there's a sacredness here, a sacredness that is very familiar to you. There are fountains. And these fountains reflect the 12 rays that are being offered to you. Not just the 7 rays of a rainbow. This is beyond those 7 rays. This is going into the full, complete cycle of the 12 rays that are being fully activated within you. And so each angel is guiding you to a fountain and is blessing you with the essence, like a baptism of that particular color ray that this fountain represents. And so let yourself be baptized. So the 12 fountains that are present in the sacred, almost cathedral-like temple. And as you're guided, every time you're being baptized by this ray, by a different ray, you will also receive a specific energy attunement aligning you with the divine essence of that ray. Allow this to take place while Mark, please play the second piece of music.
Is that ray of light or the whisper?
The ray of light, please. And stepping forward now is Goddess Sophia herself, the mother of all the angels. And she holds within her hands a beautiful crystal diamond. This diamond will have a different form and shape for every one of you, but it is very clear in its essence, and within it, it holds the rainbow colors. Goddess Sophia has a message for you. Don't be afraid to let your true colors be seen. It sounds so simple, and yet often that is what your greatest fear is, to be seen for who you truly are, to be judged for who you truly are, to end up all alone and rejected for who you really are. And these are not just your fears. Of course, they are coming from past life memories. But they are also the fear of humanity as a whole. Humanity trying to always find a way to be in a group or to be in alignment with someone else, to not be recognized, to not step out into the light. But your job is to step out into the light. Your job is to be seen, to be heard, to share your love and wisdom over and over again. Even if there is someone who can't hear you, there will still be something taking place, a transference. Trust that you are a bringer of great activation and great illumination, great love to those who are still asleep. So at this time, Goddess Sophia infuses this crystalline sphere with the rainbow colors into your heart. And what it will do, since it's made not out of a crystal in the form that you find on the earth, but out of a light crystal, it will surround your heart once you're back in your physical form. And not so much become an armor of your heart, but a light body of your heart, supporting your heart, supporting the center of your inner self to stay in alignment, to stay strong, and to stay focused on your path of illumination, to not allow yourself to be sidetracked or to sabotage yourself. Now, in addition, Goddess Sophia will come through to you at the time of the summer solstice, and she will touch that crystal within you, that light crystal within you, that light diamond within you, and will reinforce it and reactivate it and strengthen it with the essence and the meaning of the summer solstice, of the longest day of the year. The celebration of light. And when that happens, simply breathe it in. You will know. You will know when Goddess Sophia is with you. It will be beyond a doubt that you feel your heart opening, that you feel this infusion of light. Then simply allow 21 days to integrate this new frequency within you, as it will not only activate the light within you, but it will also reinforce the 12 rays that you've been baptized into, that you've been purified for as well. Much change is to come. Rest assured that these are not just fictions or just moments of your imagination. This is very real. Trust it and allow it to bring about the much needed change that you desire. Now at this time, the 12 angels are going to bring you back to the portal, out of the temple, back to the portal of light, into the sun of the solar system, from where your body, your physical self, is going to call you back, going to call your light body back to return to your physical self. And so allow yourself, as you re-enter your body, to also feel this sphere of light around your heart, this crystalline diamond rainbow light that is now connecting itself to your heart. Allow that to take place. Feel it change your physical self, your emotional self, your mental self, and your spiritual body. And then allow it to also create a deeper connection between you and the heart of Earth, the heart of Gaia. Because within Gaia, there too are those rainbow colors. There too are those crystalline diamond light essences. Everything is connected. Everything is one. And feel the oneness with all those other stars that are surrounding you on Earth. You're not as alone as you sometimes feel you are. Take a deep breath. And feel yourself settling more and more into your body. Allow your feet to move, your hands to move. For a moment, even stretch your muscles. Make a fist, feel your body again. And then let go of the fist, relax your hands. Put for a moment your hand on your heart. Feel your heart beat. Feel the new energy, the new vibration around your heart. And then settle comfortably in the knowing that you are no longer who you were before this journey. I will now give Mark a little bit of time to connect with those who have questions for me and to give out the phone number one more time. But now that I'm always with you, always watching over you, I am Saint Germain, and it is so.
Hey, everybody, if you are actually on hold, go ahead and press 1 on your phone pad if you want to ask a question. I think most of you, I have your names already, but if I haven't taken your name yet, please press 1 if you want me to get your name so you can ask a question. Otherwise, if you could call 646-716-9663. Saint Germain, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Marilyn, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, Saint
greetings, my dear.
I would like to ask for your assistance and guidance in understanding which beings might be guiding me and working with me as I connect with my source energy and move through the old energies that I'm clearing and gaining new perception about, especially in the area of finances, and who might help me with that, which guides and beings.
Now that right now you're working very much with the second ray, the ray of illumination, and so those who are connected to this ray are working to illuminate you, to release any of the restricted thought patterns that are holding you back from letting go of the past and letting go of any limiting thoughts that are keeping you from stepping into your new beginning. Who is very much working with you right now is Archangel Jophiel to bring light, happiness, joy, more of a lightheartedness to you. you are at this time too serious for everything that is taking place. And Archangel Jophiel wants you to dance a little bit, wants you to lighten up, wants you to have that trust and faith that everything is working out, even though you cannot see it right now. Also assisting is my great friend Kusumi. He's helping you because he's helping all of the world teachers right now. And you are meant to teach, you are meant to guide, you are meant to speak to those who are ready to hear your wisdom. So Kusumi is also working with you and through you to bring about the necessary change. But most importantly, allow yourself to dance. Now that that darkness that you sometimes fear that is holding you back is not real. It is your fears. It is your human self that is simply having a temper tantrum out of fear that when you step into your liberated self, that it will be left behind. So it is very important in those times when you feel overwhelmed by uncertainty, anxiety, or even a certain level of chaos in your life, then simply acknowledge that this is actually a sign that you're very close to the breakthrough and that this is only a time for you with love and with patience to bring illumination to your human self, to bring illumination to your ego, and invite your ego to be at peace that everything will be okay.
Thank you. That's very helpful. The sense that I have of expansion, of feeling positive and joyful and really kind of flowing or following that energy, is this the connection with Jophiel or
yes.
with the... Okay.
With Archangel Jophiel, yes, very much so. Very
okay.
much so, exactly.
All right. Well, that's perfect. And as you said, that the time is very close. I feel that it's very close to have
yes.
this sort of lifting
yes.
up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The more you surrender to it, the easier and faster that will happen. Blessings to
awesome.
You, my dear. And it is so.
Thanks.
Okay. Dorothy, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi.
Greetings,
Hello?
My dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
Yes, I've been on a very difficult personal journey, always in survival mode for the past 2 years, and I'm hoping to make a breakthrough soon, but it's like every time I try to make positive steps, something comes in and challenges me yet again, and I want to know what the lesson is and when the breakthrough will happen and how.
One of the biggest lessons for you, my dear, is that you still feel the need to prove to yourself that you can withstand the darkness. It becomes more real for you when you can overcome the challenges, when you feel that you've accomplished something. That might not be on a conscious level so much, but deep inside of you, you need things to be tough to be real. So my message to you is to be willing to say to yourself that change can happen easily and effortlessly, and that you no longer need to prove to yourself that you are stronger than the darkness, that you are stronger and will not allow yourself to be seduced by the darkness. I think by now you know that you're stronger than that. By now you know that you are simply love and light, and that you can pretty much overcome anything because you have. So how much longer do you have to go through this process? So this is
yes, exactly.
a battle
I don't
between
understand.
You. I just told you, this is your own inner battle. This is your battle because you still, on some level, are calling these situations to you because you want to prove to yourself that you can withstand this darkness. So simply begin by creating a mantra for yourself that change can happen easy and effortlessly, that you no longer need to work for change, that change can happen effortlessly. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? On some level, you're still proving to yourself that you're stronger than the darkness. And you no longer need to do that. You can breathe it out. You can just be. You no longer have to prove to anybody that you're worthy to receive. You are worthy. Just begin to make a mantra that tells you, I am worthy to receive in an easy way. I'm worthy to go through the change without challenges or obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And state that to yourself. But see, you have to overcome your heart that still believes that the only way forward for you is to take one step forward and two steps back. And so it is for you to release that belief system, having given it over and over again to spirit, to your guardian angel, to your angelic friends, and ask them to take this load away from you, to release you of these challenges, to release you of this belief system that you have to go through tremendous difficulties to move forward in your life. That is the illusion to break. This is what your ego, your human self, is trying to create out of fear for you to move into oneness.
Okay.
And I will support you. Call on me. Together we will do this, not you alone. Call on me over and over again when it feels heavy for you. And say nothing else, Saint Germain, at this time I ask you to transform and transmute all this discord into love and light. And together we will make this happen. I promise you. Your job is to believe that it's possible. And I will make it possible. You're not alone. That is the illusion to release. I am with you. Can you feel my love for you? Open your heart. Can you feel my love for you?
Yes.
Good. Keep that feeling alive. Call on it. Sit together with me. Make me your friend. Make me your partner in crime. Whenever you're facing something, don't face it alone. Face it with me, and I will be there for you. Have faith, my dear. This too shall pass. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
And it is. You're welcome.
All right, Helena, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
That was lovely before, and just feeling thwarted and living somewhere that takes everything out of me to get to and from and working hard and just, geez, lots of challenges, it seems. And clearly I know things could be worse, but gosh,
the darkness right now is very strong for all of you. That is why we infused so much light in you tonight. Because it is a bit of a challenge to move beyond that resistance into the new consciousness, into the new experience of your life. But I am here to support you in this process. And just like I told Dorothy, it is the same for you. Together, we will make this happen. Together, we will transform and transmute the discord into love and light. Together, you will find a way to keep using that mantra of acknowledging that the light within you is so strong that any discord or any darkness is going to be resolved instantly. You're a torch of love and light. You are there to bring about change. And together we will make that change happen. I promise you.
Okay. It's really been interesting. It's been very dark and in a lot of different situations for about the past year, 9 months. People acting differently, and it's just strange.
It is not just you and your surrounding. It is on a very global level like this. So more than ever do I ask you not to give up and to remind yourself of your connection with us over and over again, to give that heaviness to us over and over again. You are carrying it alone. There's no need for that.
And Saint Germain, I will call on you. I do call on you, and perhaps not enough. And I'm prompted, I guess, from the first caller. Is there anyone else that's particularly working with me now that I should be aware of to call on as well?
Yes. Call on Helios right now, on the solar logos himself.
Got chills. I love the sun. And, yeah.
And you need his support right now more than ever.
Okay.
Not in a bad way. It is because of where you're at, and it is because of the level of darkness you're piercing through. Do you understand?
I think so. I think so. I mean, does it have to do with the situation I'm in, where I kind of work and create too?
To a certain extent, yes, but not alone, no.
Okay, sort of everything. And one other question. Helios, you said the sun of the solar system. Is that different from the great central sun?
Yes, it is. It is in alignment with the great central sun. But Helios focuses specifically on this solar system. So it is more effective in the matters here on Earth.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Blessings.
And it is so.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okie dokie. Kate, you're on with Saint Germain.
Thank you. Hello, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How are you?
I'm very well, and I want to send my gratitude to you and Mark and everybody who is making this support possible. And for the callers having the courage to share their stories. I have been so long in the darkness, my heart goes out to them. They're certainly not alone, even on the physical plane. So, Saint Germain, I feel like I'm so much on the other side of darkness. And I feel called to, I don't know, kind of like pull people across. But I feel like I need support in balancing. I have had three things that has been my constant focus: my health, my professional life, my wealth, and my relationship and partnership, intimacy. And as I've been able to manifest a loving relationship and work that is creating wealth and stability for me and the family, I seem to have dropped the ball in my health. Like, I look and I'm like, now I have 20 pounds on me. And I feel like I'm in this balancing act of maintaining all the balls in the air. And I'm frustrated by finding 20 pounds on myself.
But life is a balancing act. Remember the symbol of the yin and the yang. There always is a balancing act. Remember what Brigida talked about, the equal armed cross. The cross that you're wearing yourself is reminding you of that. It is balance. It is about allowance. It is about alignment. It is about purification. And it is that you are growing. You're growing in consciousness. And as you grow in consciousness, life situations are changing too. And so the further you are on your path of illumination, the thinner the line between light and darkness, the more important it is, the mastership of balancing love and fear, light and darkness. So I invite you to always go at the core of your anxiety and your frustration, the core feeling, the core judgment, the core belief system that is underneath of all of the busy work that you're describing. And then take it and travel with it into the hearts of all hearts and create an altar of love for this instead of judging it, instead of destroying it. And offer it to the altar of love, to the Christ of all Christs, to the divine feminine and the divine masculine Christ. And let the love purify that what is at the core. So that as you continue to transform and transmute, and you've chosen to be a general, you've chosen to work with the violet flame, as you continue to transform and transmute, that what is at the base of your anxiety and fear and frustration and anger into love and allow it to be touched by the Christ essence and then return it back to you, and by doing so back into the collective of humanity, you bring about transformation, not only into your own life, but into the life of many others. And just as I've said before, to Elena, right now, in the last few years, the darkness has been very strong because out of the darkness a new light is born. As I said, as part of the journey, if it wasn't for the darkness, the light wouldn't even be recognized or seen for what it is. So all of what is happening right now, and every one of you is taking part in this, is playing a role in this, to uphold the light, to uphold the higher truth, to uphold the vibration of love, regardless of the outer circumstances. And by doing so, you become, all of you, become the midwives of the birth of a new consciousness. Don't discourage. Just keep working the energy. You will look back at this and you will understand. You will not understand right now, for right now you're walking blindfolded, only having your trust and faith in the divine to guide you every step of the way. But now that you are always at the right place at the right time, and you will always be provided for, and I'm always with you as well. Now this to be true.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Catherine, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my
greetings, Catherine.
Greetings. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm wondering if you could send me some healing in my work relationships so things move forward, especially with Kyle and Joe.
So what I invite you to do, since of course we all send you healing energy, but what I invite you to do is before you go to work, to take 5 minutes to move your face towards the east and to breathe in for 5 minutes pure love and light from the divine sun into you, into every cell of your body. There's a part of you that feels powerless in this situation, but you are not. You're not at all powerless. And it is for you to remember to empower yourself first so that you are not like a candle in the wind at work, but you're strong in your alignment with us. And so that you recognize that you are a strong channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, and that the only reason why there is discord is because there's a part of you that is afraid that when you let your light shine, that something is going to happen or someone is going to get hurt in the process. And mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you that nobody is going to get hurt. This is all about your alignment with the hierarchy of light, with the sun, with the cosmic heart of all that is. Feel your heart connecting with the cosmic heart of this universe and allow it to be infused by the purity of love and light that brings that oneness consciousness with it, that comes from the hearts of all hearts. And know that when you step into your work environment, that there's nothing in the outer that can affect your connection to God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, and that the healing that you're seeking for yourself is not even necessary because you are already healed. You are already in alignment. It is simply for you to trust that alignment. And now that the darkness is not stronger than the light, nor is the light stronger than the darkness, it is the power of love that bridges opposing forces and brings them together to unify for a new form of existence to be born. And that is what you're doing. And the moment that takes place, you won't even need to be in this work environment at all anymore. But for right now, your job is to overcome that fear of being you, being the divine light that you are, and letting it shine. No matter what. Do you understand?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Trust it. You don't have to be afraid of who you are. Celebrate it. You are a very profoundly powerful healer and messenger of the light. It doesn't have to be spoken in words. You can simply just send it out in waves. And I am too right there with you, in your work environment, putting my hand on your heart, strengthening you as a warrior of light that you are. Allow yourself to feel my touch. Allow yourself to feel my love that supports you in feeling the love of all that is within you and letting it radiate out.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Saint Germain. Thank you.
I'm always with you, my love. And it is
Thank
all
you.
Much better than you think. Blessings to you. And it
Blessings.
Is so. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.
All right. Diane, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. It's Diane.
Greetings, Diane. Blessings
How are
to you?
You.
How can I be of assistance?
I just wanted to say how I feel it's been incredibly important to go over the mantra of letting go of control, letting go of judgment, and letting go of the outcome. And I want to share that with everybody because it's working for me. And I was around family this weekend. My dad's getting to that point in his life where he may not be with us for too much longer, but he rallied and he's gaining a little weight. So who knows, he may stick around. But I was watching and very observant of my parents. And I realized why it's been so difficult for me to overcome letting go of control, letting go of judgment, and letting go of the outcome. But I realize how important it is too. And it's actually making a huge difference in my life. And I feel like things are coming to that point where some prophecies have been made by you and others in the past that were years ago, and they're like coming really close now. So I just wanted to get a little confirmation of that. And I also have another question regarding past life as a animal. I had a very unusual situation recently when I was with a past life group here where I've just recently moved. And I was asked to just go into a past life, and I did. And I saw myself as a dolphin. And I was looking around waiting to see where the human was. And I realized that it was me. And I was wondering if that was considered a metaphor because the dolphin was feeling incredible joy and going through the water with fearlessness and also being with like-minded group of their own. And so I was just wondering about those things. I just want to see if you could share a little bit about that.
Most certainly. For starters, yes. Some of the prophecies are coming closer to be fulfilled. You've made quite a transformation already, and you're continuing to do so. If anything is slowing down, it is not because of you failing or you making a mistake. It simply is because a lot of what needs to happen is also in alignment with the global consciousness, because you're playing a very important role with every experience, with everything you just described so beautifully, and I thank you for that. There is a wave that you sent into the collective. So if certain things would happen too fast, you would not be as effective in assisting in the global transformation that is taking place. So, but yes, because there are many shifts already happening, you are at the brink of a very important breakthrough that will bring you great joy and happiness. Now, as for your lifetime as a dolphin, you were actually a shapeshifter. And as a shapeshifter, you were able to shift into the form of a dolphin. And in this lifetime, you were not even on Earth. You were on the Pleiades. And you learned the significance of the correlation between the humans and the animal kingdom prior to coming here to Earth. And then in Atlantis, where you were a high priestess, you also were able through this past life to communicate and to be working with the dolphins in ways that many others weren't able to. Because dolphins and whales are not really from this dimension. They are from a very far different place. So for you to be able to communicate with them in the way you did then also allowed you to feel a certain vibration, which was and still is the vibration of the eighth chakra that connects you with an essence of joy that actually has been forgotten for a long time on Earth. And so your job right now in this phase of your life is to open yourself up again to this eighth chakra frequency of joy that connects you to the dolphin essence, and to bring that through again so that once again you're opening up a doorway so others can walk through it as well. Does that help you?
That makes a whole lot of sense. The minute you said shapeshift, that was it. It was like, that's what I was doing. Because I remember in Atlantis that there was actually what I believe, and maybe you can confirm or correct me, that there was a loved one that was a dolphin at that time. And I don't know if that was me shapeshifting or if it was that loved one that was able to shapeshift as well into a dolphin, from a male into a dolphin. Now, am I imagining this? Was that me?
That is correct. That is correct. As much as I would like to say, I can neither confirm or deny this.
Yeah.
But the truth is, yes. And it was not you being the dolphin. It was your ability to once again shapeshift and have this deep love and connection to the realm of the dolphins, yes.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because it really felt so good. And I just really want to tap into that energy right now, because I think it is not only needed for me and my family, but for my soul family and for the earth right now. So thank you for helping to confirm that. Thanks.
Yes, and please do. It is very much needed right now. And I love you too. Blessings to
and
you,
one,
namaste.
Okay, namaste.
Go ahead. Go ahead. One more question.
All right. Linda, you're on with St. Germain.
Oh, Lydia.
Good evening. Thank you, Lydia.
It's okay. Good evening, St. Germain. Thank you for accepting my call. I guess my couple of questions. Number one is, I've had this prolonged back, neck, and shoulder issues, and I'm just wondering if it's a physical structural issue and I should just continue with the treatments, or is it something more on an emotional level that's affecting it that I need to address?
The truth is that you've gone through quite a transformation in your connection to the divine and your connection of working with us, and you've been bringing more energy into your body. And through that, your physical self is continuously having a hard time integrating these higher frequencies that you bring in. Yes, there's an emotional aspect of that too, and it is something that you're hanging on to keep yourself to a certain degree powerless. Because of the pain, you can't go into the depths of the alignment that in reality you really desire. And so I invite you to come to terms with what power and empowerment means to you. What you're so afraid of when you think about yourself as a fully empowered light worker that you're meant to be. Ask yourself, do you really want to hang on to the memories of other lifetimes where, yes, maybe power was misused and maybe you witnessed the misuse of power? Yet if you're really honest with yourself, you know that you would not do that to anyone or everything or anything. So acknowledge that it's safe to be empowered, that it doesn't mean control over, that it really just means to create the space for spirit to work with you and through you in more of an aligned way. And so ground yourself more, find more time to put your feet on the grass, to be outside in nature, to connect with a tree, to dance with the butterflies, whatever works for you. But equally also acknowledge that it's time for a new relationship between you and what power and empowerment really means to you.
Because that kind of leads into what else. So that's what I should do more of, because I've been doing a lot of different practices to have a better alignment with my higher self or the universe, so that I have more clarity and have more confidence in the decisions I make. And I guess, so I need to ground myself more. Is that it?
Very much so, yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Is that the reason
You're not benefiting yourself for doing one practice after another, but not bringing it through all the way to your feet. And so it is important that you find a way to bring it through all the way to your feet. And your body is in spasm and in pain to tell you that you need to be in your body.
Wait, so when I'm meditating, I'm not in my body? Because I try to imagine the light coming through my crown chakra and I'm rooting myself to the center of Mother Earth. Is that
enough? It is not while you're meditating. No, that is not enough. It is not enough while you're meditating. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is while you're not meditating, while you're out and about, There is a sense of discomfort where you're stepping out of your body. And so it is for you to use other methods than meditating to ground yourself. Again, really feeling the earth, really touching the earth, dancing, singing, finding a way to connect with your earthy, wide nature self. Does that make sense?
Okay, so physically I need to connect more, not just
physically.
Okay. So one last question, if you don't mind. It looks like I might have to be moving up north from where I currently live, but I'm just not sure if moving to that part of the country is going to serve my life purpose better, or is it better to stay where I am to continue my journey and fulfill my life purpose?
What is the reason for you wanting to move in the first place?
It's not that I want to. It's my husband's job that's making us move up there. So I'm trying to...
So what is the alternative?
Figure out a way financially to stay in our current home, and then we would have to kind of live separately for a little while.
Would that benefit you?
Would that benefit me?
Yes. Would that benefit you? How would it benefit you? Forget about the all the meditations and everything you can do here. Would that benefit you? What is the real motive for you to ask this question? You can meditate everywhere. You can find places to do spiritual work wherever you go. There is a deeper question underneath this, and it has something to do with your relationship with your husband. So I'm not going to answer this right now, but I want you to think about what that would mean to you, and you being in your space and you being really nurturing yourself versus nurturing someone else. That's all I'm saying. I want you to meditate about that. This is not something to openly talk about. This is something for you to truly feel yourself through this. Do you understand?
Okay. And is there anyone particular other than you, Saint Germain, that I should seek support from at this time to help me align myself better?
At this time, I would invite you to also connect with Archangel Chamuel. Chamuel is going to assist you, especially with the question you had about the move, to make the right decision for you as well as the right decision in the relationship you're in.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you. And it is so. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Saint Germain, you're all set.
Wonderful. Blessings to all of you. And open your heart to these upcoming auspicious events. And please don't forget to connect with Goddess Sophia at the time of the summer solstice. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
Thank you, Saint Germain. Nice to just have that music in the background, you know, as a way of closing out the show.
I think you played the wrong piece of music. It's a long piece, isn't it?
That's okay. We can close out the show. Hey, Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Great show. Thank you, Mike, for the, gift of your beautiful music for the show this evening.
Yes, thank you,
no
Mike.
Problem. Glad you.
And thank you.
So well.
All right. Good night, everybody.
And thank you for calling in, everybody, and for connecting with us. Until next time, peace out. Blessings.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show.